How are my two favorite horse ladies, Chanel and Boudica, by the way?
Chanel, you know, I keep thinking that if she were a person, she'd be Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada.
Because she gives you the cold shoulder if you do not take care of her apparel?
Man, you're such an idiot.
But you have to admit a funny one.
Do you remember this comedy competition that you competed in when this dog in the audience...
No comment!
You should be proud to have such a story.
Would you be proud if an elderly dog with ADHD stole the show from you?
I would, especially since... Peter!
What?
Do you hear that?
What?
The music.
We are at the Christmas market? There is music everywhere.
But not that kind of music.
Which kind?
It's the Smiths.
Since when are you interested in that kind of music?
It's the record I got for Sarah.
You drew Sarah?
Yeah. Remember the pink-haired enigma? That was her. But now... Just come with me. Do you see that gigantic tent over there?
Yep. That's the couple's only party.
Why am I not surprised that you've already got wind of it?
Haven't you read the signs?
Which signs?
Look, there's one of them.
Peter, there's nothing on the sign?
What? Just read. Couples only. Bedazzled or bewitched. We don't care as long as you're in love.
Okay, you are losing your mind.
No? Can't you read it?
No, there's nothing on there.
Well, that's interesting. Maybe that's something like customer-directed advertisement. Just for people who are in love. Oh man, that's genius.
Yeah, very ingenious. Anyway, we need to get into the couples only party. Peter?
No.
Come on.
What if they ask us to kiss each other?
Won't happen.
You cannot just say that won't happen.
Peter, come on.
Okay. On two conditions. No kissing, because technically I would cheat on my lovely boyfriend with you. And secondly, you will never... ever tell that story with the hyperactive dog again.
Deal. Okay, let's start by holding hands.
This is awkward.
I think you need to come closer to me.
Personal space.
It won't work if we look like siblings that were forced to pose for a family photo shoot.
Okay. Can't believe we are doing this.
Your fabulous Christmas sweater itches.
Okay, here comes a joke as a distraction. What's the difference between you and a calendar?
Is that a question?
No.
Dunno.
Calendar has dates.
Ha ha ha. So funny. Well, if you aren't nice to Jamie anytime soon, we'll be on the same page then.
Ouch! Come on, that stung. Okay, what about this one? What's the worst thing about being single?
Don't suppress your sadness with bad jokes, Pete.
Playing frisbee! Carmen, I fucked up really badly, didn't I?
I'm afraid so, Pete. But we'll fix this. We'll fix it right after we get my present back, okay? So for now, just focus on being my fake boyfriend. It's showtime.
Wait! How did we meet?
We went to a downtown cafe after a casual trip to the museum.
Is that your perfect date?
Maybe. What about it?
I'll keep that in mind to tell your future better half.
Welcome, human beings. To access this party, you need to prove your love. We have the most grueling tests prepared for you.
Okay.
Girl, tell me, what do you like most about him?
Thank you. The tension is rising, folks. Will they convince the Goblin Doorman to grant them access to the couple's only party? Will there be a kiss? Will they have to propose to each other? Nobody knows. No one but I. Tune in again tomorrow to find out what's in store for our two heroes. Peter Fitzgerald was played by Max Liebetreu. Carmen Gatta was played by Louise Marie Prack. The Doorman was played by Andreas Villarreal. The narrator was played by Leonhard Engelmeier.
The Harp was played by Kerry Whitman.
This episode was written by Amadea Brenner.